Hi, my name is Arvind Suthar. I'm a program manager on the Azure AD engineering team, and I'm here to talk to you about Azure AD B2B collaboration. One of the promises of the cloud is to simplify your IT. Azure AD B2B enables simple and secure collaboration with your business partners, regardless of what kind of identity infrastructure they have in place.
Collaboration has become essential to the value that companies create. Employees need to collaborate with users in other companies. Partner users want the simplicity of single sign-on, but may not be able to handle the complexity of setting up federation. And administrators want to be able to know that this collaboration is secure. With Azure AD B2B, we've created an invitation model that uses existing Azure AD accounts for partners that have them, and new free Azure AD accounts for partners that don't. Two things to point out here. These trust relationships do not require any server or server configurations, and partners are using their own credentials to access these resources. These partner users can reuse these same accounts to collaborate with other companies or access other cloud services. Finally, the only time a company should need to touch their on-premises identity system is when configuring federation for their own users. In terms of security, Azure AD provides a unified platform for providing admin visibility and control, as well as an ever-evolving set of threat detection and protection systems that are part of the Azure AD platform. I'm going to start by launching the Access Panel and showing you the applications that I, as an employee, may have access to. Okay. You can see that I have access to Salesforce, and if I click refresh, you can see that I have access to Office 365 as well. We can launch SharePoint Online from the Access Panel and go to the Teams site. Notice that this Teams site is already branded for my company. I've already granted a permission to a new group named Externals, so I can confirm that here. So we can see that Team Site Members has a group named Externals in it. So I'm going to add the invited users to that group to let them have access to my SharePoint site. I'm also going to copy the URL to this Team Site because I'm going to need it later. Now I'll launch the Azure portal to invite another user to access my applications. Start at the directory that I want to invite the external users to, select the Users tab, hit the Add User button, then select Users in Partner Companies. Note that I can upload a CSV file, which I happen to have prepared. Before I do, let's note the fields in the CSV file. The email field is the email address of the user, display name, this invite app ID is the application ID for Salesforce. Let me show you that in PowerShell. CD3ED. So we see that we want the branding in the email that's sent to indicate that it's sharing the Salesforce application. We use the same ID to indicate that we want the user to be directly assigned to have access to Salesforce. The invite reply URL is blank, which will cause the user to be redirected to my company's access panel. The group resources is the identifier for that externals group that I mentioned before, and we can get that group ID through this PowerShell command. 8AD58 is this identifier here. The contact us link and the email invite lets the recipient have a point of contact in case they have questions. And the email address, CC email address field, is currently for testing. In a future release, we'll enable this field for accounts that can't receive email. Note that the second invite is to a consumer email address, which will fail as we don't yet support social identities. Now, let's upload the CSV file and note the link to the invitation detail report. So we're done. This status indicator gives us a link so we can go and see the detailed report for the invitation. So we see that the first invitation has gone out successfully. The second invitation, of course, has failed because we don't yet support those email domains. Note that we can download the errors in order to correct any errors and re-upload the CSV, and we can download the original CSV file here. Okay, let's go check out the email message. So we'll see that we got an email to the person that we sent the email to. The name of the company, application Salesforce, so Salesforce is the application. We notice that the company and the application branding are there in the mail message. And we can come right here to try to redeem the invitation. Okay, so it tells me that I've been invited to access this application. My the inviter tenant branding is here. The application branding is here. It's informing me that this account does not exist, so I'll be prompted to sign up for a work or school account. I will accept that. And now I'm given the option to create an account. So I'll simply enter a password two times here. And sign up for an Azure AD account. Okay. And we'll see that we have access to the Salesforce application in the Identity Demo Access Panel with this newly created account. One other thing we wanted to take a look at was accessing the SharePoint site with this same account. So that's the team sites URL that we copied earlier. And we see that this account is also able to access the SharePoint site that was shared with us.